How's it going, Raider Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. We have some good news to report. The new season of The Bachelor will have, for the first time, an African-American bachelor. What? Dale Pine, are you okay? Why you said it's good news? What's the good news? Well, for the first time in the show's history, The Bachelor is an African-American male. Yes, but why is that good news? Well, it shows that the network is trying to appeal to those who want to see a African-American gentleman play the dating game, pretty much.
Yeah, but, I mean, are people in Nebraska or South Dakota or Iowa gonna wanna see a black dong?
There's no nudity on The Bachelor. Good times, Tom Lado, and you know that.
Well, I mean, it's just something that's very unsettling.
What do you mean unsettling?
Well, I mean, is the network gonna have, the female contestants? What's the racial background gonna be?
Yes, that's something I'm very curious about as well. Why are you curious about it? Well, you know, is ABC gonna change the name of The Bachelor to Blacked.com Special Edition Bachelor? I'll cut it out. So, just because The Bachelor happens to be an African-American male, if there are female white contestants, it automatically turns into a Blacked.com Special Edition? Yes, my friend, yes. Well, jeez. I think that romance knows nothing about color.
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is that if you fall for someone, it should be not based on the color of their skin. It should be about what's in their heart.
Well, thank you, Mr. Homer. But if I see a bunch of blonde, blue-eyed women getting into a jacuzzi with Matt James, I'm gonna get a lunch bag and just spew chunks.
Oh, Dale Pine, come on, don't. He doesn't mean that, folks. He's just being silly and trying to be provocative for the show.
No, my friend. The Bachelor has not had a African-American man as The Bachelor for a reason.
Mr. Thomas, I have to agree with Dale Pine, because, I mean, why do people want to see, some interracial strange going on?
Interracial strange? What? Oh, gosh. I regret bringing up this topic. But let me just try and finish.
Okay, but, hurry it up. No one wants to hear about this.
I think people want to see romance between a young African-American male and a nice woman from any background.
If all the contestants happen to be large white women, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
Why are you guys... What is going on? Did you guys, like, turn into bigots or something?
No. It's just that with everything going on in the country, if people see an African-American bachelor with a buxom, brunette, Caucasian beauty, the war between different racial and ethnic groups might begin.
Oh, cut it out. There's not going to be a war just over the bachelor.
You know, I mean, people were looting in the streets over, what was his name? George Foreman?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm not going to be able to get to this topic. Can we at least do the outcry about the police?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, there have been calls to have the band, the Police, not played on the radio.
And why would that be?
Well, look at the name, the Police.
Well, it has nothing to do with the police. I mean, it's three British fairy boys trying to be cool Jamaican rock guys.
Oh, God. I don't know what's gone on with you two, but if people feel uncomfortable about the police and they hear a radio DJ saying, you know, coming up next on KFAG,
what?
I'm just giving hypothetical call letters.
What are you... You're really something. I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Dale Pine, calm down. If they hear that coming up next is the police with Every Breath You Take, they're going to think about George Floyd and how he was gasping for breath.
What? This is outrageous. So you're saying that people are not going to want to hear the police, even though they're not police?
Well, the culture is the culture now.
Oh, so you support this?
Well, I mean, I'm just presenting it to people to think about and discuss, you know, whether or not the band known as the Police should be played on the radio, because it seems like this is a very tense time.
Oh, geez Louise. I mean, everyone's getting so sensitive. I mean, we have,
don't say it. Don't say it.
Okay. We have a African-American gentleman.
Thank you.
Jeez. You know, I thought this was a free speech podcast.
Not that kind of speech, because you were going to say something very bad.
Well, okay. So if this is a world where people have to sit through an African-American bachelor and not hear the band The Police on the radio, I mean, our society is really gone downhill.
Oh, I don't think it's a matter of having gone downhill. It's just trying to be considerate of different people and different backgrounds.
Oh, okay, so what's next then? What's next? Are we going to have a president that
is African-American. Well, we've already had one. His name was Barack Obama.
Wow. I actually thought that he was Filipino.
You did not think Barack Obama was Filipino. Come on.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I once did a survey of 25 Filipinos.
25 Filipinos? Where?
25 Filipinos at a bowling alley for Filipino United Night.
Filipino United Night, okay.
And when I showed them a picture of Barack Obama, you know, they started crying and they said, "Oh, he's our brother. He's our brother. Brother Obama. He is one of us."
Okay, I don't know what's gone on here today, but let's just press on. Chris D'Elia?
I thought it was Chris D'Elia.
I thought it was Chris D'Elia.
You thought it was Chris D'Elia?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, anyway, this individual who claims to be a comedian.
Yeah, oh, finally, something we can agree on. I mean, this guy is just very, very bad.
He's not a very good comedian. Good Times and I happen to agree. And he's been accused of sending inappropriate messages over social media, Instagram, Twitter, things like that, to women that are younger than 18. So here's a much older man sending messages that are of an explicit and dirty nature.
Dirty nature. Is he talking about laundry?
Cut it out, Dale. You know what I'm talking about. He's sending things asking for, you know, physical type stuff. I can't say. I can't be dirty myself.
Wow. I mean, I think you should read some of the messages.
No, we're not going to read some of the messages because they're not appropriate and I don't want to upset people.
Gee, oh, you've got Mr. PC, Chris Thomas, Mr. PC. Geez Louise.
Well, I just want to talk about the topic. We could talk about the topic without being dirty about it.
I mean, if Chris D'Elia, D'Elia, De Mornay, if Chris Rebecca De Mornay is on a show with Whitney Cummings in my mouth.
All right, you know, this episode has really been one where we have made no progress on any of the topics, really haven't gone into any real depth, and to the audience, I apologize.
You are a wimp, and I surveyed 7 women at the local Planned Parenthood.
Cut it out. You didn't survey any woman at the Planned Parenthood.
Yes, I did. I asked them, do you listen to Crazy Nation? And they said, oh no, that's that show with the fairy, right?
Cut it out. Okay, thank you everyone for checking in. We'll talk with you next time. It seems like Dale Pine and Good Times Tom Lado just don't want to be serious about any of the topics.
Well, we'd be serious about the topics if, well, you know, that you make good topics.
I don't make the topics. I talk about topics that are in the news.
Well, I mean, maybe you could just make some stuff up. I don't know. Jeez.
All right, Greater Nation. Apparently, Good Times Tom Ledo wants me to make up new stories.
Yes, maybe. Maybe then we'll actually get more than two people listening.
Cut it out. Do you know there's more than two people listening? Our YouTube numbers are off the charts.
Oh, and how much money are we making up for that?
Well, let's not get into that.
Yeah, let's not get into that. Where's my money?
All right, Greater Nation, we'll talk with you next time.
Where's my money?